The Expected Podcast. My name's Coop, and with me, as always, is Fester.
Hello, Cooper.
Fester, how was your Memorial Day weekend? I mean, Labor Day weekend.
I was about to say, Memorial Day was great back in May when it happened. My Labor Day weekend was, I'm going to say a word that's going to describe it, and it's going to make it sound boring, but it actually made it wonderful. It was uneventful.
Sometimes that's what you need. You just need to do nothing, and it feels great.
I did go to the home show at the fairgrounds on Sunday.
You were doing that special grill performance. What were you doing?
Well, it wasn't a performance as much as it was a talk about grilling tips and tricks on your grill.
So for those of you who don't know, Fester, would you call yourself a grill master?
I'm a very knowledgeable griller, yes. I don't know if I would call myself master, you know, not like wearing kung fu or anything.
Well, all right, you're going to like this segue. Speaking of grill masters, let's grill up some information and talk about Big Brother. Huh?
That was awful.
I was trying to find a way to segue that, you know, using a grill reference. Anyway, so we are coming to you Tuesday. Usually we drop episodes on Monday, but because of Labor Day, we're coming to you on Tuesday, and we are going to talk about the nomination episode on Sunday, and we'll talk about who becomes HOH too. So right off the bat, on Thursday, we see the house guests compete in the HOH competition, and we had mentioned this on the episode prior, but we see Derek and Alyssa already fall off during Thursday's episode.
Alyssa just apparently got sick. I thought she slipped off, but she just got nauseous right away.
I know. She was having some, like, motion sickness or something. Don't go on a road trip or a boat ride with her. Jeez.
Age for the poor girl to get sick.
All right. So Sunday's HOH competition leads Tiffany victorious as the new HOH, and that caused a big stir in the house.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
We got to talk about my girl, my least favorite person on the whole show, Claire.
Yeah.
She had to throw the comp because she was the secret HOH.
You know, what would happen if she stayed? Like, what would producers do if she won? Like, if she decided not to throw the comp? It's a very trustworthy way of trying to, you know, get your house guests to abide by the rules. It's just like kind of an honor code because the producers can't go in there and stop and pull her down themselves. Like, so what happens if she was just like, you know what, I'm going to try to win this anyway?
I mean, maybe they would spin her around a little faster or really beat her up a little bit to make her think about it.
She just gets all bruised up.
Here's the thing. The first three people who dropped were have-nots.
Yeah, and that caused another, you know, dramatic disturbance in the house, too. So
Big D dropped, Alyssa dropped, and then Claire just had to wait for one more person to drop. And then she could have dropped and not been a have-not. But she dropped, and she's a have-not.
You know, Claire is just, she's there for the ride, man. At this point, she ain't going to win nothing. She's just there to, you know, enjoy herself. Because why would you drop and be choose to be a have-not? I don't get it.
I mean, you know, give yourself another 2 or 3 minutes up there. Maybe somebody else drops, and you're in the clear. You can drop anytime you want.
And there was a lot of people that threw the comp, too, because we saw Hannah threw the comp because she's like, I don't want to be HOH. And Xavier threw the comp because there was this plan inside the cookout that Kylan would take the HOH and then Tiffany and Claire would go up because Claire's her number one. Just like Tiffany, you know, was the one who make up that rule when the cookout started. And then it becomes her and Kylan as the final two people in the competition. And then they start competing for the win.
And Kylan, you know, he was kind of flabbergasted during the comp. And he's even asking, what's going on? What are you thinking? What's going on? And Tiffany just wanted to win it. I mean, I think the plan is still the cookout plan, but she didn't want Kylan to have a resume of 3 HOH wins.
Yeah, and I think that's what she realized while she was up there, because that was not the original plan. And I could see her being up there having a lot of time to think for herself. Kylan would have 3 HOH wins, and maybe one. I don't even think he's ever been maybe he's been nominated once on the block.
Well, he was up against him on the block against SB.
Yeah, and I think that might have been the only time. And Tiffany's out here going, well, if I win, I won't go up on the block. And Tiffany's never been up on the block.
Right.
So that would boost her resume. So I think it definitely started becoming an individual game at that point, because a lot of the cookout members were mad that she wasn't, you know, doing anything for the cookout. She was just doing it for herself.
Kylan comes in second place, doesn't make HOH. Your girl Tiffany does it, and she really received a lot of backlash from the rest of the cookout.
She really did. I mean, and I think a lot of people were questioning, like, we even saw people say, like, Xavier, he was like, I've done everything so selflessly for the cookout, and Tiffany's out here playing her own game. So I think a lot of wheels were turning in everybody's head, like, okay, we need to get this girl out when it comes down to the final, you know, six, where hopefully all the members of the cookout are still there and they start playing individual games.
Yeah, I don't know that Xavier's been so selfless. I think his selfishness was to be the cookout.
And then Hannah she's played a pretty selfless game, but I think she's not ready to make big moves yet. But regardless, she's saying, you know what, I'm going to let everyone else hash out the drama, and then when they start picking each other off, I'll be the one that remains. And I thought that was smart of her.
Well, back to Xavier, you know, the cookout was his cover. I mean, I wasn't focusing on my game. No, you were. That was your game, because otherwise, the big strong guy, he's out in week three.
Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true.
So you know, I mean, he could have been out the same week Derek went out, or, you know, he came out first. I know Frenchie didn't want to do that, but he could have been out. He could have taken Brent's spot that week and just been a big knockout. I mean, what if, as easily as Derek X went after Christian, he could have gone after Xavier.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of scenarios that could have happened. And I really think, yes, they're mad that Tiffany's playing an individual game, but I also think they're jealous. And they're kind of regretting the fact that they really haven't upped their individual games. Like, Tiffany's the only one out of that entire group, maybe Kylan too, that has really played outside of the cookout as well as inside of the cookout. So I think they're all just thinking, like, yes, they're mad, but I also think they're kind of jealous. And that's the vibe that I got from Kylan. I thought he was just kind of jealous.
Yeah, Kylan seemed a little bitchy when he didn't win, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Kylan just needed to get over himself.
I think so, too. I mean, I like Kylan, but I don't want him to win. I don't want really him to get to Final Three. I mean, I could do without Kylan, because I think he's just, I don't know, butthurt, kind of salty about the whole situation. But other than the cookout, we see the house getting to Alyssa, and she starts, like, kind of freaking out, maybe has that, like, cabin fever type deal. She's like, I'm done with all the fakeness. I'm done with, you know, being inside this house. I'm done with this game. And especially since she's a have not for the third time. All she's got is slop. Like, she can't even, like, have, like, comfort food. So she's really, like, getting kind of depressed in the house.
Yeah, I think if you're on the bottom half, this has got to be a tough time in that house. You know, you brought up the word butthurt a while ago, and, you know, I think Alyssa's a little butthurt right now that, you know, the same way SB was last week. Remember, she's like, people don't like me. I'm not fun. I'm not popular. You know, and Kylan had to talk her off the ledge.
Yeah.
This week, they had to talk Alyssa off the ledge.
Yeah.
But the most butthurt person in the house this week, which, back, kudos to you for amazing word placement. The most butthurt person was Big D.
I felt really bad for Big D, because he knows he's the bottom of the barrel. He was booted out of that competition a minute and like 45 seconds in. So it's got to be tough for him watching everyone win, you know. Like, I hate laughing, but, like, it does suck for him. Like, I mean, I just feel bad.
All right, so he played that whole competition wrong in complete hindsight. He should have just sat on the disc.
Yeah, that's basically it. Like, and the easy way out is, you know, sitting on it. Well, not sitting. I don't think you're allowed to touch your butt to it on the disc, but you can have your feet down.
That's what Kylan was doing. If you look, Kylan was sitting on it.
I saw that, and I don't think that's allowed. I think as soon as something other than your foot touches that, you're supposed to be out. But it did look like Kylan, unless there was like a fraction of a hair between the disc and his butt, but it really did look like he was sitting on it.
It looked like he was, I think, so if you could have sat on it, my big butt would have just sat on it and wrote it out like it's a tilt-a-whirl the whole time.
But yeah, Derek F was a big D was definitely it was the house was getting to him too. And Azza had to talk him off the ledge.
Yeah, Azza had to calm him down. Everybody has their person in this house, which I kind of like.
Yeah,
but the cookout's coming for you, man.
Then we start seeing the cookout guys talking again because we saw the first time on Thursday. You know, talks of an alliance between Big D, Xavier, and Kylan. And I think after this week with Tiffany kind of taking control of her own individual game, I think that conversation's going to start coming up a lot more and more of the cookout guys staying together.
This is a pivotal week. You know, Tiffany ends up putting up Alyssa and X on the block.
Yep.
So I think this week is going to rock and roll. Have you seen any of the spoilers? You know what goes on?
I follow a couple Big Brother house guests from previous seasons on Twitter, and I've seen some things.
It's going to be a crazy, crazy week. And, you know, by the time the next episode of Expect the Expected hits on Friday, you know, there's still a lot of time between now and then, but the whole bottom can fall out of the cookout still. The cookout could steamroll on. Tiffany, who thought she was in the best position, you know, may find her fortunes have changed. So a lot of things are going to happen this week.
All right, we're going to take a quick break real quick. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the events leading up to Tiffany putting Alyssa and Xavier on the block, Alyssa's pitch, and why Xavier thought this was a really, really bad idea and how Tiffany's game could be messed up. And we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back to Expect the Expected podcast. Okay, so the events leading up to Tiffany putting Xavier and Alyssa on the block. First of all, Xavier had a good point. He said she totally screwed up her individual game because let's say she puts up Xavier and Alyssa. If Xavier pulls himself down, she's going to have to put up Claire, who's her number one, which would ruin that jury vote. And she can't put up Claire right off the bat. So Xavier was kind of right in that. I didn't really think about that until he started talking to her about it, and I think she didn't realize either because she was like, oh crap, I did kind of screw myself.
You know, I even Alyssa had a really great argument about the votes at Final Two.
She did, and I thought she was really smart for this. So,
you know, nothing's gonna beat the cookout.
Exactly, because Alyssa kind of did that whole spiel without knowing about the cookout members, but it still kind of made sense. So Alyssa goes up to Tiffany's HOH room before the nominations, and Alyssa goes like, all right, it's like she like rehearsed this. I thought this was really smart of her. She goes, go to the memory wall, and it pulls up all the people of, you know, people that have been voted out and people that are still in the house. And she just starts naming off people that if Tiffany wasn't a final two with, she starts naming jury members who would vote for Tiffany or that other person. And then eventually she points to herself and she goes, I would not win next to you. This person would vote for you. This person would vote for you. This person would vote for you to win. You would win by a landslide. And I thought that was really, really smart of Alyssa, and I kind of gained an ounce of more respect for her after that.
Yeah, you know, I think I have an inch more respect for her, too. You know, after she laid that whole entire voting scenario out.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got to say, this was Tiffany's week to make a power move. She kept saying in last week's episode, a week before that, I play my own game. If she truly played her own game, she would have put up X and Kylan. But she doesn't. She puts up X and she puts up Alyssa.
Yeah, so she's still sticking to the cookout.
But she's sticking to that cookout. And you know, and then there's other people in the cookout, like Azza, who is committed, dyed-in-the-wool cookout.
Yeah.
She doesn't know it. And I think that's partly because she's not smart enough to think for herself yet. That's why I think Azza is just a floater.
Okay, so let's say Azza wins HOH, and let's just say it's the final six members of the cookout, whatever. Or let's just throw even Claire in there, whatever.
Well, here's what we got. We got a couple of crazy double eviction episodes coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's so, right. We do have a double eviction on Thursday, and they don't know that
let's
yet.
Let's say somebody goes home this week. Boom, they're going to go home in the first 20, 30 minutes, and then it's going to be another person goes home.
Yeah. And people that have never been HOH before, like Azza or Big D or Hannah, I don't think has been HOH. And if she has, it's probably just once. I don't think she's been HOH. But regardless, people that have not had experience being HOH, if they win during this double eviction, they're not going to know what to do because they have to play a whole game of Big Brother within 30 minutes.
Right. You know, and I think that's when things get really crazy, when you really don't know who, you really don't have the week of conversation about who you're going to put up. You don't have to think about it. You just pop people. Boom, boom.
That's, oh man, it's going to be so great because last year with the All-Stars, it kind of was a little predictable. With the triple eviction, you kind of knew who was going to end up winning, going home, whatever, whatever. But this year, with this big majority alliance, somebody from the cookout could go home. Like, the odds are really, really high.
I mean, I would like to see HOH be named on a completely random way.
If they did, a roulette wheel or something? Or, like, slots?
Like a roulette wheel or even like the world's biggest rock, paper, scissors game, you know?
It would cost the production no money. That would be, you know, great for the budget, so they might do that.
Like you give everybody like those blocks, you know, and you put rock, paper, scissors on each block.
Yeah.
You know?
And then boom.
And you put two people up against each other.
So
and one person's eliminated.
That would be really interesting. And with the luck of the season, you really don't know who would end up winning. I'd hope it'd be Big D because I think he would just screw everything up. I think.
<You know, laughs> I would love to see DBHOH, but you know, so this week two people go home. Next week two people go home.
Wait, there's 2 weeks of double eviction?
I'm glad you tune into the Expect the Expected podcast to find out what's going on. There's 2 weeks of double eviction.
Wait a second. When did that come out? I watched yesterday's or Sunday's episode. Did they say that Sunday?
You don't pay a lot of attention to things, do you?
I don't know. I what do you mean, double?
I think they announced it on Thursday. We didn't talk about this last week?
Well, we talked about double eviction being this Thursday.
Okay. So, yeah.
I do see it. Big Brother 23 schedules back-to-back double evictions for next two Thursdays.
Yeah. So, this Thursday and next Thursday is going to be crazy.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's going to be really, really interesting. Okay, so double eviction this Thursday, first power veto on Wednesday, then double eviction Thursday, and then next week double eviction. Who do you want to see go home, the two people this week? Who do you want to see go home?
I mean, I think if Tiffany is super smart, which I don't know that she is super smart. I think she's just regular smart.
Yeah.
I think she would put a women's alliance together and get rid of Xavier. But she's not going to do that. I think the pressure from the cookout, I think the pressure from her community outside of the house that she doesn't even talk to, but she can probably just feel in the universe is really great.
I am usually the guy that roots for the underdogs. So at this point in the game, I hope Alyssa takes HOH this week, knocks out a member of the cookout, like maybe Kylan. That's really who I'd like to see go home first out of the cookout.
Alyssa would put up Kylan and Tiffany.
Yeah, she would. And I think with the fire that's lit under her right now, that she would totally, totally do it, especially during a double eviction. I'm getting too ahead of myself. It would be just crazy. It'd be too crazy. We will be back on Friday to discuss the Power Veto episode and the double eviction. Fester, any final thoughts before the Power Veto episode on Wednesday?
Be well.
Made me tear up a little bit. Fester Moonves, everybody.
Well, here's what... I mean, I don't think Julie said that, but I went to CVS the other day and I bought something from the pharmacy and the guy says, "Thank you for shopping. Be well." And I'm like,
That's also where Julie Chen Moonves gets her inspirational quotes from, too, the CVS cashier.
I would love for Julie to say something like, "I'm Julie Chen Moonves. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown." Okay. Flush it down.
All right. On that note, we will be back Friday with another installment of Expect the Expected podcast. If you have a question or a comment, email us expecttheexpectedpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you later this week on Friday.